My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Su.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about 7 simple Facebook ad hacks for the rest of 2020. So I'll start with number one. Number one, in terms of Facebook ad hacks, I actually got this from the CMO of ClickFunnels. He actually just explained it to me yesterday. And it's something that we've been doing, and I think a lot of people should be doing, is set it and forget it retargeting. What that basically means is, let's say if someone hits a landing page, and the landing page is telling them to opt in. For example, for our consulting school offer on how to grow agencies, it's like, here's the benefits for opting in, right? Eric's built this agency before, he's worked with these clients, blah, 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 blah. You literally take that copy and just put it into the retargeting ad, and you're just trying to retarget people that haven't opted in. Now, the key thing here is when you're retargeting people, especially if it's a smaller audience, too many people go for the conversion objective when you should in fact be going for the reach objective to hit as many people as possible in that audience. So that's simple, but still, even today, even our best ad managers on the agency side, they forget to do stuff like this. It's really easy to forget. Like, I forget a lot too. So just remember to do that.
The next tip, and this is an easy one, but a lot of people don't do this, is pixel swaps or audience swaps. So Eric has an audience, I have an audience. As long as we're not breaking privacy guidelines and stuff like that, why can't I target his audience, people who visit his site? And why can't he target people who visit my website? It's a simple way to get more sales, because if you have similar audiences with someone who's ideally not a direct competitor, it's a way for both of you to grow your sales.
Number three is, so this actually comes from the CMO of ClickFunnels as well, who is actually going to be a guest on the Marketing School podcast. He talked about how this is a concept that we've seen a lot in the past, but this is called known as a boomerang ad. So let's say I am selling a book. Well, maybe what I'll do is I'll just kind of flip through the pages in the ad and it kind of just goes back and forth. This type of ad performs really well. And I've seen it perform really well on our side as well. So it could be a boomerang of anything, right? It could be, be showing a product. I could be throwing some like a water balloon at Neil and it can be hitting his head and boomeranging back. Who knows, right? But that's the type of stuff that is a natural pattern interrupt.
Number four, look, ads are expensive. It's hard to convert cold traffic. So make the cold ad traffic warm and start sending them to educational pieces, blog posts, videos first. And then after they're done consuming the content, remarket them and then target them through remarketing ads for the conversion. But the first ad that you show up to someone that's new should be educational piece of content, video, audio. That way they're getting warm to your brand, to your company, and then they're much more likely to convert and you'll find that your cost per acquisition tends to go down if you do it right.
Number five, draw inspiration from other sources. So you can use the Facebook ad library that's free to use. You can use tools like AdBeat, that's AdBeat.com. And you can also just take a look at what people are putting up on swiped.co. So there's the long form copy examples. There's landing page examples there as well. Just look to draw inspiration. And from there, I think over time, you should build the habit of creating swipe files. So for me, I like to save a lot of stuff in Instagram. I like to save a lot of stuff in Facebook as well. And I save them into different categories. Even on my phone, if I see something I like, I'll take a picture of it and I'll put inspiration, right? Or if I see like a business opportunity, I'll put it under opportunities because there's so many opportunities. So that's what I like to do. I think from there, you'll at least be able to, you know, get some ideas because a lot of ideas that you see are really just iterations of other things. A lot of things are not necessarily created just completely from scratch. We're really iterating on the genius of other people.
Yeah. And number six, you're going to find a lot of people visit your checkout pages, your lead pages, but they don't finish the completion. They may add stuff to the cart, but they don't complete. So create a remarketing video explaining in a video what it's like to be a customer, what it's like to complete the experience, the benefits, how amazing the product is, how amazing the service is, maybe even bring in other testimonials and showcase those remarketing ads all over Facebook. And what you'll find is they won't get viewed a lot, but the people who do view them, the conversions tend to go through the roof.
All right. Number seven, last but not least, what's old is new again. So I gave you the example earlier with the boomerang ads, and that's something I've seen over the years. What tends to happen is people start to get banner blindness looking at the same ads over and over because everyone, let's say you listen to a podcast like Marketing School or something else, and we talk about something that's working really well. Everyone will jump on it. And what happens is quickly people are used to it and then it doesn't convert as well. But the smart thing, when I spoke to Russell Brunson on the Leveling Up podcast, what they do is they're very methodical. What used to work in the past, let's say they might have, you know, 8 to 10 offers that they rotate in through each year. And people get bored of one, they'll rotate in an older offer that was converting well. Same thing with ads too. Whatever was working really well, let's say it stops working for, you know, a month or two, we'll bring it back in 3 months, put it on a cycle, and what's old is new again. So that's why you see when it comes to creative, your job is to hopefully pattern interrupt and then get them to take an action there. That's what you're trying to do. So that is it for today. If you are interested in our virtual event, it is at marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. Awesome founders and executives, awesome speakers, networking. We also have accountability groups as well. Just all the things to help people grow because we're still all hanging out at home right now. So again, marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. And we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more.
more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.